is Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone with another Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.
In this era of tighter lending standards, finding suitable financing for a real estate project can be difficult. Perhaps that's why many developers are turning to private funding sources for their projects. When private funds are sought, however, federal and state securities laws must be complied with. The definition of a security is very broad and not limited to shares of stock. It includes partnership and LLC interests, promissory notes, and many other financing instruments. Securities must either be registered or exempt from the registration requirements of state and federal laws. Certain written disclosures and information must be made or made available to investors so they can have the appropriate information to make an investment decision. Whenever possible, focus on accredited investors, which are essentially those persons who have $1 million net worth excluding their house. The disclosure requirements are the least for these sophisticated investors. However, even if you have an exemption from registration, liability for any fraud by the issuer still remains. The consequences for not complying with federal and state securities laws are severe and can include administrative, civil, and criminal penalties. Thus, before embarking on a real estate project which seeks private financing, be sure to consult with an attorney knowledgeable and qualified to handle securities matters.
That was Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone.